Talk Radio 702. SMS Believe It or Not with Kate Turkington now on 31702.
You're listening to Believe It or Not, and I'm Liesl Tom, standing in for Kate Turkington. Just before the break, we were discussing the tarot, and I see there are some questions on the SMS line. Now, between the major monotheistic religions, that's Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, all believe that the end times will bring with it all kinds of tribulations that precede the appearance or the return of a Messiah, a person who will usher in the kingdom of God and bring an end to suffering and evil. Various other religions also share these beliefs, which are associated with turning and redemption. Adnan Oktar, also known by his pen name Harun Yahya, is a prominent advocate of Islamic creationism. His representative, Dr. Oktar Babuna, joins us on the line from Istanbul in Turkey to discuss the signs of the time. Hello, Dr. Babuna.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, and yourself?
Very good, thank you very much. And I love all of you and all our Christian and Jew and Muslim listeners. I say hello.
Are we living in the last days?
Yes, as you presented, I represent Harun Yahya, who is the author of 300 books, and some of them are Darwinism-related, end times, and scientific based on the Quran. So, according to the Quran and the Hadiths of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are living in the end times. According to the features of the end times, which is the final period before the doomsday, the end times, revealed in detail in the hadith of our Prophet, the end times will consist of two separate periods. The first period is the blessed age, will be one of corruption, degeneration, disasters, wars, conflicts, and poverty. The second part of the end times, on the other hand, will be one when the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, returned to the earth, and the appearance of the Mahdi. Mahdi is the leader of the Islam. Peace, security, and freedom will reign in the earth when there is abundance and prosperity, and when there are all kinds of joys that people will delight in. And it is called the Golden Age in the Hadiths. So there are two parts. The first part is almost over, and the second part, appearance of Mahdi, we believe Mahdi has appeared. And there is also the return of Jesus, which will happen, according to the Hadith, in 10 to 15 years. And there will be a period of about like 70 years, which the religious morality will prevail in the whole world. And after that period, and there will be another period of corruption again. And then after that, the doomsday is coming.
Now, Dr. Babuna, when you talk about the end times, the end of what? The end of the world as we know it, the end of the planet, the end of what?
Yes, the end times, which is common in three religions actually, in the Islam, in Christianity, and Judaism, which defines the final period before the doomsday, the last day of the world. So we are living in the end times, which is the last period, and there are many signs in the Islamic resources, in the Hadiths given for these end times. And I'll give you some examples. You know, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in the Hadiths the signs of the end times, the signs of appearance of Mahdi and the return of Jesus. So for example, he stated in his Hadiths that there is going to be a bloody attack on the Kaaba that was realized in 1979. That is one of the signs. Another sign is stopping the flow of the Euphrates, and that was realized in 1975 with the Kevan Dam was built. An occupation of Afghanistan, for example, stated in the Hadith as a sign, and that was realized, and as you know, in 1979. Iran-Iraq war is one of the signs, and that was realized in 1980. An eclipse of the moon and the sun 15 days apart, that was stated in the Hadith, and that was realized in 1981. In 1982, eclipses of the moon and sun 15 days apart in the month of Ramadan. So emergence of Halley Comet is a sign, and that was realized in 1986. Appearance of a two-tailed comet was resembling a horn. That was stated in the Hadith. And as you know, Lulin Comet has appeared this year in February 2009, and it is exactly described in the Hadiths. So occupation of Azerbaijan, for example, a corruption of dust and smoke, September 11, destruction of Baghdad, Iraq to 3, division of Iraq to 3, the Iraqi will be left penniless, an army vanishes in the desert, sanctions against Iraq and Sham, economic crisis was stated in the Hadith, and we're living in an economic crisis. And it is also stated there will be a drought before the economic crisis, and that was realized, and after that, floods. So more than 150 signs of the end times, as stated by our Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are all happened. And as you know, also end times is described in the Bible and in the Torah, also Judaic sources, it is described. So in the Judaism, there is Messiah. The return of Messiah is stated in the Talmud and in the Torah. So, and however, the Messiah of the Judaism is exactly the same of the Mahdi of Islam. These are the same person. And also it is indicated in the Islamic resource in the Hadith that Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him, will return back. So this is also verified with the Quranic verses, and this will happen in 10 to 15 years.
Dr. Babina, Jesus Christ spoke of a coming end of this. He spoke of an end of the age that will be coming. What do you mean by this?
Well, as I stated, there are Quranic verses, and in these verses, Allah stated that Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him, he will return back. So I'll give you some examples. In one verse, it is stated in the Quran that Jesus, peace be upon him, is a sign of the hour, which means he is a sign for the last day, for the doomsday. So he will return, that means he will return back in the end times. In another verse, it is stated also, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. I will place the people who follow you above those who are unbelievers until the day of resurrection. So according to this verse, as we know, this did not happen, the situation did not happen at the first coming of Jesus. So he must be coming back again. And this is going to happen in the end times. And the third verse, there is not one of the people of the book who will not believe in him before he dies. So as we know, at the first coming of Jesus, there were only 12 obstacles, 12 disciples who believed in Jesus. So for this verse to happen, he must come back in the end times. So he will come back in the end times. There are also some physical features of Jesus is given. And the physical features of Jesus, he was described. So he will be an athletic person, for example. He will have broad shoulders, a thin waist, and he will a moderate size. So he will have chestnut to gold hair, and he will have gray eyes, and he will be a very good looking person, handsome person. So he is described in great detail, his physical features and time of coming back. He will be helper of Mahdi. Mahdi is a person who is he will come before he will appear before Jesus. Mahdi is the leader of Islam. So Mahdi is the person, according to the Hadith, who will establish the Islamic Union in the world. He's going to bring all the Islamic nations all together and establish a great power. And he will also defeat the irreligious philosophies such as Darwinism and materialism. He will eradicate these irreligious philosophies. He will establish the Islamic Union. And at that time, Jesus will return and will help Mahdi, and with the union of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, there is religious morality will prevail in the whole world. This is described in the Hadith of our Prophet.
Dr. Babuna, but doomsday prophecies have been around for centuries. I mean, in the Bible it says shortly after Jesus ascended to heaven, people were expecting the end of time. How do we know that it's going to happen this time around?
Well, there are the signs of, as I remember a few minutes ago, I counted some of the signs of the end times. So all these signs, there are more than 150 signs, and they are major signs. For example, of occupation of Afghanistan, Azerbaijan, Iraq. There are the described wars and economic crisis, stopping the flow of the Euphrates, sun and moon eclipses, comets. There are many of these. All these 150 signs are all happened. So we definitely know we are living in the end times. And this is believed in Christianity, this is believed in Judaism, and this is belief of Islam. So we definitely know that. So according to these signs, the two major signs of the end times are, which are the only left, appearance of Mahdi. And according to the hadith, we know Mahdi has come, and Mahdi is living in Istanbul, because our Prophet stated in the hadith that Mahdi will appear in the city of Istanbul. That time it's called Constantinople, but however the name now is Istanbul. And it is also stated the time of appearance of Mahdi is given, which is the Hijra style 1400, which is 1980. This is the time for the appearance of Mahdi. So Mahdi is living between us. We don't know him for sure who is now, but we know the signs of appearance of Mahdi. For example, Darwinism and materialism is going down, irreligiousness is going down in the whole world. That is the major sign of the activities of the Mahdi. And all the other signs are also happened. So the only thing is which is left is the appearance of the return of Jesus, which will happen in 10 to 15 years. And both together, Mahdi and Jesus, both together will rule whole world. And the whole world, religious morality will prevail. There will be brotherhood, peace, tranquility, justice, no wars, for example. And it is stated in the hadith at the time of Jesus, there will be no weapons in the world. All the weapons will be eradicated from the world. No wars, no bloodshed, not even a drop of blood will be shed in the world during the time of Mahdi and Jesus in the end times. No, even not a nosebleed, not a drop of blood will be spilled. And all over the world there will be great rise in the, for example, in the science, arts, technology, and there will be great wealth and no poor people, and the peace and justice will prevail the whole world.
Dr. Babuna, please stay with us. We're just going to take a quick break.
All right.
Hi there, I'm Legal Tom, and this is Believe It or Not. Dr. Oftar Babuna about the end times and the signs that the world will come to an end. Dr. Babuna, the Mayan calendar predicts that the world will come to an end, I think, in December 2012. I also have an SMS here from Peter saying, true believers have the answer from the Bible. End time is 21/5/2011. Do we have a specific date?
Yes, we know from the based on the hadith and also great Islamic scholar Bediüzzaman Said Nursi made the statement that the doomsday, the time for the doomsday based on the hadith and the Quran is 2120. Again, 2120 is the time for the doomsday. This is Hijra style 1545, and for, according to our calendar, 2120. So there is there are more than 100 years left until the time of the doomsday. So we know from the hadiths that the first part of the end times will be corruption, wars, and bloodshed. And as we know, in the 20th century, more than 350 million people were slaughtered in the 20th century. This is the bloodiest century of all times of the entire human history. And that happened due to irreligious philosophies of Darwinism and materialism and atheism, because the danger comes from irreligiousness. And there were like fascism, communism, anarchism, and terrorism and racism all over the world in the 20th century due to irreligious philosophies. And we know from the hadiths, in the end times, with the appearance of Mahdi and return of Jesus, religious morality will prevail. As we know, in three divine religions, in Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, killing innocent people is definitely unlawful. It is forbidden. For example, it is stated in the Quran that killing even one innocent person is killing like whole humanity. Saving one person's life is saving whole humanity. So there is definitely no room in these divine religions for terrorism, anarchism, communism, and fascism, and Darwinism, and materialism. So with the religious morality prevailing the whole world, there will be peace, tolerance, justice. And that this will happen with the Jesus and Mahdi and others around 70 years. The religious morality will prevail. And after that, the corruption with the death of Jesus, peace be upon him, and Mahdi of Islam, there is going to be another time for corruption. This is stated also the great Islamic scholar of Sayyid Nursi. A time of corruption. and this will last until the time of 2120. And this, Allah knows the truth, this will be the time for the doomsday. And then after that, there's going to be the resurrection, and there's going to be endless times in the hereafter. And there's Allah will put the people who, unbelievers, who were against Allah's rules into the hell. And also Allah will reward the people of believers, sincere believers, in the heaven.
Dr. Babuna, I have an SMS here that asks a very pertinent question. What do you think the people of the world should do in light of what you are saying?
Well, for example, Mr. Harun Yahya, Mr. Adnan Oktar and us are struggling very effectively against irreligious philosophies, because as you know, there was a lot of corruption in the world. There are many bloodshed in the Iraq, for example, in Afghanistan, in many countries, in South America, all over the world, and there is terrorism, there is anarchism. So we should do an intellectual struggle against irreligious philosophies, which are the foundation of these corruption going on in the whole world. For example, Darwinism. Darwinism brought the idea of conflict into the world. The idea of conflict, and Charles Darwin stated that conflict is the cause of the progress, and this idea was taken, and the strong individuals survive, and the weak individuals get eliminated. And that idea was taken and applied into the communism by Karl Marx and Engels. That was applied into Nazism and fascism by Adolf Hitler and Alfred Rosenberg. And that was applied into wild capitalism, anarchism, and terrorism. So because of these, 350 million people were killed in the whole world. However, we know today, and these, if we eradicate Darwinism and materialism, which are the foundation of this conflict philosophy, no philosophy of conflict remains, and there will be peace, tranquility, and justice and tolerance, because religious morality will prevail. So as an individual, whether we are Christian, Jew, or Muslim, we have the obligation to do an intellectual struggle against these irreligious philosophies, eradicate them, and then after that, the religious morality will prevail. So we know from the statements in the hadiths, and also in the Christianity and Judaism believes the same thing, we're living in the end times, and this will happen. This is destiny of Allah. Allah determines the destiny, and in the end times, religious morality will prevail in the whole world. There will be no wars, no weapons at the time of Jesus, peace be upon him. There will be no weapons, no wars, and there will be brotherhood, peace, tolerance, mercy, justice, love will be prevailing the world. So this is exactly the way it should be, because we are humans. We have to follow the path of God, and we have to protect the needy, for example. We have to protect each other. And there is no killing innocent people in the three divine religions. So if we do this intellectual struggle, and we shouldn't sit back and wait, and we should do this intellectual struggle and establish grounds for Mahdi and Jesus, peace be upon him. So when they come, we will follow them, and the religious morality will prevail.
Dr. Babuna, when Jesus returns, will he be in human form and only be in one location at a time, or will he, you know, be in a different form and be all over at the same time?
Jesus will return back as a human, and he is, according to Islamic beliefs, so in the Quran, he is a prophet of Allah. He will return as a person. He was not killed and crucified, according to the Quran. So he was taken to the level of Allah, and he will be left in a sleeping position in a community which is close to Muslims. This will be a Christian community, but close to Islam, in a sleeping position. At the beginning, he will not know himself. So his also physical features are given in the hadiths, and he's described in great detail. He, for example, his eyes are as a flame of fire. He's a man of medium of tall stature. He has broad shoulders. His nose and mouth are altogether blameless of Jesus. His nose is small and very beautiful. He has freckles on his face, for example. He's of athletic stature. His beard is being of the same color of his hair. The color of his hair is from chestnut to gold. He has gray eyes. He's very handsome. His hair is his feet and hands are clean and bright. He's active and strong. So he will be left in a sleeping position in his original dress, which is as yellow color, with his old shoes and original shoes and stuff. So after that, he will start his activities, and with the with helping Mahdi of Islam, both together will cause the religion. And this, there's going to be one religion at the end, actually, because at the beginning Mahdi will rule, and the Christians and Jews with the original Bible and original Torah will be found at the time of Mahdi. So with the return of Jesus, there will be only one religion which will prevail in the whole world. So there is going to be a great time. This is called Golden Age in the Hadiths. And this go no wars again, there will be justice, tolerance, and love and respect in the whole world, and there's going to be great wealth. So it is not a local thing, whole world will change, and this will last in the second part of the end times, about another 70 years or 80 years maybe from now on. So and after that period, and it is given in Hijaira style by great Islamic scholar Bediüzzaman Said Nursi. After 1506, this is Hijaira style, which means this is going to be 2086 or something like this, 86-85. There's going to be a time for corruption, and in 2120 is the time for the doomsday. And the doomsday is described in great detail in the Quran. And there's going to be many things going to happen, which people, because of fear, will have, for example, hair will be turned to white, and they will lose all muscle control, and there's great fear. But there will be only unbelievers left in the world at the times of before the doomsday, the last few years. So the doomsday is the time when Allah will destroy the whole world, and everybody will die. And immediately after that, there is going to be a resurrection. And resurrection, everybody will give an account to Allah. Billions of people lived from the very beginning, from the time of Adam, peace be upon him. And they will give an account to Allah. And the unbelievers, non-believers, will put into the hell for endless times. And the believers, sincere believers, will be put into the heaven, into the paradise for endless times.
Dr. Babuna, but if I'm not mistaken, the Bible says you will not know the hour when Jesus will return. So you have to be prepared the whole time. Why would God give us these signs that end times are near?
Well, in the Quran, it is also stated in the verses that the exact time of the doomsday is not known. However, as you remember, I give you a verse. I seek refuge in Allah from a cursed Satan. Allah states in this verse that Jesus is a sign of the hour. So Allah gives us the return of Jesus as a sign for the last day, for the doomsday. So with the return of Jesus, this is one of the signs actually, we know that the doomsday is close by. So there are 150 signs given by the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and which are all happened. Remember, I read some of these to you. Occupation of the Afghanistan, the stopping the flow of the Euphrates, comets, and the moon eclipses, sun eclipses. They are all happened. These are the signs of the end times. End times means the last period from the before the doomsday. So we know from these signs which are given by the Prophet of Allah that the doomsday is close by. And the great Islamic scholar Bediüzzaman Said Nursi, based on the hadith, I'm telling you, based on the hadith and based on the Quranic verses, he stated that, but again, Allah knows the truth, the doomsday is 2120. So of course nobody knows which minute, which hour, but 2120 is very probably, and Allah knows the truth, is the time for the doomsday.
Dr. Babuna, thank you very much for your time. I have to say, I find it very difficult to believe that, taking into account all the conflicts between Islam, Christianity and Judaism, that they will actually come together. But it's something we can hope for and strive for. After the news, we're going to speak about Stonehenge. Dr. Babuna?
Yes, hello.
Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. And we can
do
more times because there are more details actually.
Yeah, we need more time. Now next time we'll set more time.
Yeah, because this is common in three divine religions, and it's there. I have also details from the Torah and also from the Bible about the last
days. Right. Now it's fine. For now, let's go, and then we'll talk for another time.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Akshata. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.